The community is really abuzz about the announced layoffs and job eliminations over at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. Can you just give us a really brief overview of what's going on there?
Yeah, there are a lot of layoffs, and it's sort of stunning. So just keep in mind that Wake Forest Baptist is the largest employer in the triad, 14,000 employees. And Dr. John McConnell, the CEO of the organization, announced just a couple of days ago that they would be reducing that headcount by about 950 jobs by June the 30th. It breaks down like this. Half of those positions, 475, are actually vacant now and won't be filled. The other half are going to be eliminated. And what he is pledging to the journalists that he's made himself available to this week, including the Business Journal and WFDD, is that those will be non-clinical positions. So they're not going to be losing any doctors or any nurses or anyone who is helping in patient care anywhere in the institution. And they're going to protect research as much as possible. So you're looking at a lot of back office type jobs that are going to be vulnerable as they reduce staff over the next several months.
I think one of the things that's really surprised people is you drive down Business 40 and you see all the construction work that's going on there. It's getting bigger. And just in terms of it being one of the largest employers here in the area, it just seemed like healthcare is the bulletproof industry here.
You know, and I would say that we in the media have really helped drive that point across over the last several years, that healthcare is the largest growing segment of our economy, that those are where the jobs have been over the last 10 years as lots of other parts of the economy have fallen down. But we have a real sea change in healthcare. It's been underway for the last several years, and it's heading that way into the future. There is less money coming out of the federal government to pay for Medicaid and Medicare. That's ongoing. It is going to get worse as the nation deals with the fiscal cliff. So that is less money for reimbursements. And they're also on the research side at NIH, they're ratcheting back the amount of money that they have for research grants as well. This is the lifeblood of an institution like Wake Forest Baptist, not private pay insurance. That makes up less than half of the revenue that they bring in. So you can see where some adjustments have to be made if they're going to keep their quality of research and quality of care high.
These cuts are being made based on anticipated cuts in funding in Medicaid and in the research grants from NIH.
Yeah.
So I wonder, are they making this move too soon?
You know, again, this is a call that it's why John McConnell gets the big bucks, quite frankly. They have to see this stuff coming, and they have to take it seriously. Let's just look at some numbers right now. Wake Forest Baptist has been very successful financially over the last couple of years, over $1.8 billion in revenue and with a margin of about $45 million. Margin is sort of a code for profit in the nonprofit world, and that's what that hospital is generating. It sounds like a lot of money. It's only 2.5%. That's kind of razor thin when you think about the costs that are involved in healthcare. The increasing costs that go from year to year, when you only have 2.5% to cover your increasing costs, doesn't go very far. When you just look at Medicaid and Medicare, what's coming up in the next couple of years, they're looking at a 2% decline in that now, and that going up to 7 to 8% in the next 3 years.
Well, I'd like to revisit something that you just mentioned, which is the profit level or margin.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for a nonprofit hospital to be earning a profit?
It's a good question. And this is something that we wrestle with all the time as a community, as a state, and why these hospitals are able to have margins or profits when they are essentially not paying taxes. What John McConnell will say and what they've been saying for years at our hospitals, not just at Wake Forest Baptist, is they give away a lot of care. They give away a lot of care for free for the people that show up in their emergency rooms that have no insurance and have no ability to pay. And that's essentially part of why they get a big tax break. But there's just no question about how expensive it is to run an operation like that. Even when you are trying to keep salaries low and either giving very low raises or no raises at all, the costs of running a medical institution are extraordinary, certainly higher than 2% increases a year. He's looking at the reality of where the money is coming from. It's coming in a lot slower, and this is essentially what's driving these very difficult decisions.
We're looking at 475 employees actually losing their jobs in this. Do you anticipate there will be more?
Now, John McConnell is saying no, not at the moment. This is he's not anticipating any large-scale cuts going forward. It's hard to predict that going out, but you have to think that by getting ahead of this and anticipating what is apparently coming, that they will be able to manage their workforce and keep it at a level that they can support.
So hopefully this is the worst it's going to get.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.